The general belief among some Zimbabweans is that the economic situation will worsen this coming year owing to lack of prudent ways of tackling it. They say economic blueprints like the Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Social Economic Transformation, which needs almost $27 billion to implement, and the 10-point plan crafted by President Robert Mugabe's government early this year won't revive the economy. Both economic concepts focus on the utilization of local resources to kickstart the economy, payment of the crippling external debt of more than $8 billion, and the indigenization of the economy, among others. But independent political analyst Tagura Jangaja says all this is not working, and as a result, the coming year is said to be tough for Zimbabweans. Jangaja says indications are that the price of basic commodities, health services, and the school fees will go up next year.
2016 is going to be a very tough year for an ordinary Zimbabwean, particularly with regards to the national economy. Government has decided to essentially privatize the state. That means things are going to get more expensive, from your health to your education. All of these issues are being done in the name of the IMF and the World Bank and other multilateral financial lending institutions, be they from China or the BRICS group of countries. So essentially it's going to be a very difficult economic year for the everyday Zimbabwean. What they must begin to do is ask their government to be accountable, not just in terms of politics, but in terms of actual policies that affect their everyday livelihoods.
Spokesperson Obed Gutu of the Movement for Democratic Change Formation, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, echoed the same sentiments, adding that the gloomy economic prospects next year stem from the insignificant growth recorded in 2015.
We are talking of an economy that is actually contracting. We are talking of an economy that has grown by 1.5% for the entire period of 2015, which is actually a very, very small growth rate when you compare to the regional average. Countries like Mozambique, for instance, have averaged a growth rate of 7.9%. Ethiopia is averaged on 11.2%. So I can go on and on and on. All we are saying as MDC is that this economy is in a serious deflation mode, and unless something is done, and something is done urgently, we are actually heading for a crisis in 2016 going forward.
His colleague in opposition politics, Jacob Mafume of the People's Democratic Party, added that it is impossible to turn around the economy as current leaders are not God-fearing people.
2016 will be a terrible year. There will be a biblical drought, a biblical famine, biblical diseases, biblical dirty water, biblical suffering that was last seen in the time of Moses or in the time of the Lamentations in the Bible. We have selected a government that does not fear God. We have selected a government that does not fear the people. The voice of the people is the voice of God. It does not listen to the suffering of the people. It is a cruel government that whose cruelty knows no bounds. They steal and they will steal some more. They kill and they will kill some more. We need, as Zimbabweans, to get our act together from whatever corner we are fighting from, and fight this evil regime of Robert Gabriel Mugabe, so that we can throw it into the ocean and draw a line and say, never again shall we suffer like this.
Some people had hoped that Chinese President Xi Jinping's recent visit to Zimbabwe would help in resuscitating the economy, following reports that the two nations signed the so-called mega deals to revive power stations and other projects that are normally associated with boosting the economy in functional economies. Jangaja says these deals only directly benefit most Zimbabweans.
But the Chinese have a similar template in every country they interact with. They are there to do good business, make good money as far as they can. And if your government fails to meet the specific business-related criteria, they will not help you further. So it's not going to change any fundamentals. The template is given. Government wants to privatize the state. The Chinese government has the same intentions within the Zimbabwean economy. It wants to also seize particular assets in return for infrastructural development. So their development agenda is not necessarily people-centered. It is about doing business and for profit.
But the Pentecostal Assemblies of God pastor Tawanda Munaki strongly believed that 2016 is a year of economic and social revival.
Obviously, before we start talking about 2016, let's talk about 2015. 2015, socio-political and economic front, things have really been so distressed. We were surviving, that's a fact. But going forward, obviously, when you look at 2016 and then you look at 2015, but then you look at 2008 and 2009, 2008 and 2009 have been our worst years. That was our rock bottom as a nation of Zimbabwe. And I don't think in our lifetime or even in the generations to come we'll ever experience the kind of life that we had in 2008 and 2009. So we have survived the worst. So on the basis of that, as we get ready to enter 2016, personally, there's hope, there's optimism, and that is premised on the word of God. I believe 2016 is going to be a year of restoration. There's going to be restoration of relationships. There's going to be restoration of our economy. There's going to be restoration even of the social fabric, you know, of our nation. There's going to be restoration even of our industries.
Some critics say there is a need for government to implement all the necessary political and electoral reforms that will pave the way for free, fair, credible, and uncontested elections. They say such moves will attract the much-needed foreign direct investment. But all this may be unachievable in the short term as the next general poll is in 2018. Reporting for Studio 7 in Shinoi, this is Ata Chigoriwa.